Welcome to The Way Freedom Flies. I'm Anthony, and this week it's readying for the audit. I am excited to see what the audit results are. I know God's going to have to be working through a lot of people here with the audit results, but it's going to be interesting. It'll tell us a little bit more about the fraud that did happen, at least in Maricopa County, and hopefully we get a lot more kicking off this week with other states. Before I jump into some of the audit stuff, I want to mention Intellectual Frog Legs. If you guys have not checked out what Dan does over there at Intellectual Frog Legs, he put out another great episode last week. I know I go through and I really look forward to those episodes. I wish that there was more of them. It's just, I know that there's a lot of time and effort that goes into each episode. So I can understand why there's time in between, but they're so enjoyable and he does such a great job that I would definitely go check them out. But now let's jump into the audit stuff. I know that we'll probably talk about the audit results next week of what comes of them, but the whole fraud of this election has been, I think everyone knows about the fraud, or at least they should, and we're just trying to figure out how to address it, right? Some people say it can't be addressed, you can't do this, you can't do that. My take on it is that I don't know what we can do, but I know something has to be done about it, and something has to correct it, right? It is fraud. You don't go into a jewelry store, steal the diamonds, and then get to keep the diamonds. I thought that was a good analogy that I heard today. So there has to be something done. Now, what is that going to be done? Only God knows. And I'm trusting God on being able to correct this. I don't think any one person is going to be able to do the work themselves. And we've had a great group of people that are working on election fraud. And I know this podcast is new and starting out, but that's one thing I want to focus on as well until it gets corrected is the audit results. I think that we're starving for more information of people saying, hey, what's going on with the audit stuff? I really want an audit in all 50 states. It needs to be in all 50 states. The politicians are saying, well, you don't want to waste the money on it. They waste money on so many other things. It's unbelievable. And you want us to say that an audit is wasting money? The audit is the least thing about wasting money because you're actually verifying that people that are supposed to vote voted and people that didn't vote shouldn't have gotten their vote in. And if there's extra votes or machines were faulty or software wasn't written well, that is corrected and that is done, right? Me personally, an election piece of software should be open source, and I would be one that I definitely want to go look at it. Now, my background is in engineering, so happens to be software engineering, so software is something I love to look at, and I'd be more than happy to look at all this. And states should require all tabular voting software be open source. I know other people are going to focus on, you know, mail-in votes and, you know, phantom votes and all this other stuff. That is a big problem as well, but the one thing I don't think a lot of people look very deep in is the votes of software switching or how they're tabulated and stuff like that. And based upon how I write a piece of software for this, it's pretty simple. You count by ones, you know, you keep track of the votes and you go from there. What's really interesting though is that stuff that's out, it's not tabulated that way, and it's sent over a line or sent online, which enters in a whole slew of things that can happen to it of the traffic, right? You have the machines themselves, and if software's written badly, well then guess what? That's going to go through and be a huge form of an access vector for people to be able to compromise and change the votes. Then, and if you're not checking that, that's a problem. Then you have the whole internet, right? And these are all things that are harder to prove, but they have to be looked at too, right? We're looking at, and a lot of people, good people, are doing great things with being able to do the other side of the votes. But when you're starting to look at it, the online stuff is going to be just a rat's nest, because that's a whole other issue of fraud on top of this. They have so many different levels of fraud. It is unbelievable. And people are sometimes go, well, it's hard to wrap my head around it. I get it, right? They did such a good job at making sure that they put their foot on the scale to make sure that they were overweight on this election, that it was astounding. And it is hard to be able to comprehend every level of the fraud that they were trying to accomplish. So you have people that, like Javon Holton Pulitzer, right? He's doing great work. Patrick Brine, Seth Keschel, and if I pronounce your name wrong, Seth, well, anybody's name wrong, I do apologize. Mike Lindell, and getting his whole team together to do it. And I know I'm missing people. I'm looking through a little bit here. You have Sidney Powell doing some stuff and what information is given to her. I'm looking through a list of things, and I'm forgetting people. I do apologize. Bobby Pinton is another great one. Running for Senate of Illinois, get out and elect him. I follow him on stuff, and, oh, man, really great. But quick side note there. But all these people are doing a great job. And then we have on top of that the complicated mess of computers. And people I know are looking at it. It's just a hard mess, right? Once you get online and you start messing with things, we get data stolen all the time, data sold all the time. And if you're sending votes online, you have no idea where they're being routed beforehand. None. Especially if somebody intercepts it, sends it over into a different country, which it's the United States voting, so it should never leave the country. And anyone can manipulate it with a big enough, you know, cybersecurity program, big enough, you know, hacking program, whatever you want to call it, military. They can change the outcome of the election into their favor, and that's not even here in this country. So you got all that once you get outside and start putting it online. So really, these machines, these tablet machines, they all have to get gone. They just have to go away. We have to start from scratch, right? You know, maybe there's some way of salvaging it, but I don't want to put Band-Aids on something just to try to get it to a working state. Let's start over from scratch. Create the set of rules. Each state, create the set of rules. The legislators which have it, nobody's going to be changing that with how much changes that they did for the COVID year, right? COVID's just I'll get into COVID a little bit, but COVID's just a thing to extend the voting, to be able to have mail-in votes and everything else so that they can control the outcome better. It's mind-boggling to me, but let's get rid of the machines and let's focus on stuff where, you know, the paper ballots, where those phantom votes are. Let's do that, you know, for at least a couple elections until we get that sorted out. Once we have this all ironed out and we have some clean elections with minimum fraud, people going to prison for that fraud, even though it's minimal, right? We get that all cleaned up and we don't get rid of the fraud for the letter, but then we can start introducing these other technologies if people want to go back to there. I don't know if they do, right? We can have people count them. We can have, you know, people double check them, right? There's mechanisms in place, and that's money well spent, in my opinion, is making sure the vote is accurate rather than spending it on foreign countries or, you know, dumb stuff in your county that no one's going to use, and we're wondering why it costs four times as much as what somebody else could have did it for, you know, and they could bill four times as more for that price that the county paid or state paid. So I think that's one big focus that we have to kind of go forward and be able to do, right? But in through all of this, right, God's going to show us the way in how to do it. I ask God for guidance trying to how to think of a better voting system. And I'm, still chewing on it here and there, trying to figure it out. I've listened to different ones. I know Mike Lindell had somebody on there. I just listened to Bobby Pitton's one as well. They're all interesting, and I I've thought of ways around, you know, some of them. They're harder than others. But you have to start someplace. You cannot continue down this road thinking that everything's okay. Right? It's like you somebody that has a very bad drug problem. And everyone in the family says, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. They're just fine. They know the limits. And it gets bad and bad and so bad anymore that now it's too far down the line. They said, oh, no, we just have to continue it because now we can't stop them. You know, it is what it is, right? You don't want that. You don't want to, you know, hurt that family member. You want to have that family member have an improved life, have a better life. So you're going to try to help them out. And that's what we need to do here. We, the people, want to help out the election officials, make sure that they get this right. And election officials are taking the stance of, we did everything was just fine. Do they not understand? We're trying to help them out. We're giving them an opportunity to be able to correct what they did wrong and to help them get this corrected. Our representatives, do they not understand? We are working hard to get them the information to get this sorted out so that they understand that there was fraud and here's where the fraud was. But they're just ignoring it. It's so weird to me. We're trying to help them out. We're trying to do this. And they're the addicts that said no. And even them themselves. No, everything's fine. Everything went perfectly here this last election. Nothing to see here. So hopefully this, you know, with God's help, we'll get this cleaned up. And more patriots, more people are out there talking to people. And it is great. Opening up eyes and seeing what actually is going on. Blah. Is a great thing for us. So, as my good friend said, he said, make America constitutional again. I said, okay, I'm going to steal that from you and say to my podcast here. But let's go back and focus on make America constitutional again. And the patriots in this country want to do that. I have to say, I've not seen this many people contact me after an election or even talk to me. I happen to be, you know, as somebody comes to for information about all these different things. Not that I know all the information, because I don't. It's just I can connect the dots and forward them to other people that know information. A lot of people contact me for different things, so I like to help out people. I like to pass that information on as much as I can. So if you want to contact me about something, or I'll try my best. If not, if you have something that I can. That, you know, maybe somebody else is in need of, I love to do that because I love connecting people. I love making sure people are helped in the right directions. And this is something that people are just craving to get out there and get this corrected. They're sick of being trampled. If 15 days of slow to spread was only 15 days, they may have had a harder time getting this movement out of people. However, the 15 days to slow to spread turned into I want to control your life, and people got pissed about that, and then there was fraud on top of it. I don't know if they understand how to boil a frog, but you don't just throw the frog into the hot pot. You start it out slowly and you boil it. Well, they decided to turn the pot on boil, throw everybody in it, and throw more stuff on top of it and see what happens. You just don't do that. Now everyone's upset. Now everyone wants stuff corrected. Now we the people are getting involved. Thank God. That is amazing. I am so excited. Praise God for this, because this is the moment that we can finally go through and chip away what they have been taking from us all the time. Our God-given rights are here. We are here to obey God over man. Right? And when man's rules, I'm using quotation marks in there, when man's laws, rules, whatever man tries to tyrant over us does in the government, if they go against God's, you know, commands, we're supposed to obey God, right? We're not supposed to turn from God. And I was listening to Matthew Treadwella, I believe is the name. He wrote a book, The Doctrines of the Lesser Magistrates. I'm starting the book. From what I've heard, it's a great book. And I've listened to other things that he said. But when he was talking about obeying God over man, I'm like, and happens to be I happen to listen to something else, which is talking about another sermon talking about obey God over man. I'm like, ooh, I guess that's what I need to be focusing on this week in my life. It's coming out in podcast because usually if there's a pattern or something that God wants me to focus on, it just happens to be in my life. It gets there, and then I kind of focus on it for a week, and then I focus on something else, trying to improve myself every week. That's a goal of mine, to go through and just keep on improving slowly. But when we go and we turn towards man for solutions, the solutions are never great. But if we're obeying God and we're following God and we're following him blindly, or even in faith is probably a better way to put it, that is the opportunity that we have to really trust in what God can do for us. And I know it's tough. It's tough for me to do. I'm sure it's tough for other people to do. I'm sure some people find it easy. I might get those in my inbox. But for me, it's something that I need to focus on and I need to go through and really clean up each and every day in my mind, and just to say, okay, God, this is in your hands. Let's go through and do the right thing. And I will try to put this into your hands, and I try very diligently every day to make sure that God is guiding me and I'm not guiding myself, because I want to make sure that my decisions I make are from God and what God is telling me to do, not of my own flesh. So that's a little bit of just me thinking about obey God over man. Maybe that'll help somebody. Maybe not, but it's in there anyways. So next thing is, though, what do we do? We have all these corporations, all these government employees making money off these corporations because of either donations. Well, I don't know if you call them donations, more like lobbying. However many backdoor things, investments that we don't, and backways investing that we're not able to do, right? The government gets inside track, government employees get inside track for that for some reason. And how do we make it known to these companies that want to, like Chase, take away Michael Flynn's bank account because they don't agree with him, right? How do we take these companies and tell them, we don't like the way you're going. We don't want to continue down you supporting the thing of, you know, being for abortions. We don't want you to support killing babies. We don't want you to support illegal immigration. We don't want you to support, you know, these bad politicians that keep stealing our money from us. So what action do we kind of have for that? And I know it's hard to keep track of, but we got to starve them of money, right? It's ironic here that a lot of these people that want, or companies that want socialism, got their money through capitalism. And then they want us to then be underneath that capitalist or socialist society, so that they, in communism society, rather than having the money where they made it, in the capitalistic society. And we got to starve them on their money. It's hard to do. I know Lynn Woods has a website. What is it? Strike Back for Freedom. .com, I believe. I will try to make sure I post that in the link in the description below on the podcast. But this is interesting. He's kind of putting out good patriot organizations from what I can tell so far. I've just been dabbling in it, and I've been following it not as in-depthly as I should. But if we can get a good patriot network where we know where we can spend our money to, it's going to good organizations of people in the community that are supporting like-minded ideas and values, that's a good thing. That means the money's going in areas where we're kind of circumventing the socialistic, communistic society that everyone wants to go through and do, right? And if we are able to do that, and bless those people in our community that are patriots, that want to do the right thing for the country, want to do the right thing for their families, right? And for freedom and for God. I think that's all a good thing. And the Strike Back for Freedom, I hope, is one place where we can always go to look at these places where, hey, we should be getting out of these places, or getting into these places and getting out of these places, right? Keep tracking of things of why you don't go someplace is tough enough if you want to stick them in your head and just remember them without having them written down. People call me, why don't I go to this place? And then you dig through my memory bank. Oh, yeah, this is why we don't go to this place, right? Or try to avoid this place because their values are not lining up with our values. And if we can get those values lined up, we have a better opportunity to really put our best foot forward and really show and put our money where our mouth is, right? If we really support these values, well, then we should be willing to support those people that support those values as well. And am I saying that we're going to 100% agree on everything? Absolutely not. But I'll take 80% agreement over 0% agreement any day. So I really hope that we can go through and, you know, as a population, is really start basically starving the other side of money. And, you know, they're going to manipulate things. They're going to be able to do it to us. But if we can do something, you know, through God Almighty and ethically and spiritually and everything else, I think we can multiply and really fight back at a higher level. We're already starting to show, right? We're learning fast. We're able to go and understand things that we've never been able to understand before that the left or we didn't care about. And now, with everything going on, we're really just starting to go after it nonstop. One thing that was kind of posted on Twitter today, or this past week, I believe it was Intellectual Frog Legs kind of posted this. Do we need our own justice system? And maybe we do. Or what, maybe this was from a podcast I was listening to. Man, I listened to a lot of them this week. Or a sermon. Do we need our own justice system, right? Laws of our government should reflect those of God. Right? And so the justice system should be reflecting that of what God's justice system is as well. And our justice system right now is trying to... Well, they think they make rules, right? The laws are created by Congress. Now, in a legal law that goes against God, the Constitution, everything else is can't happen, right? That's where the other branches of government are supposed to step in and stop it. And then if that doesn't happen, states are supposed to step in. And if that doesn't happen, sheriffs are supposed to step in. And if that doesn't happen, then we the people need to step in and correct it. Because there were so many other failures. There's hundreds and thousands of failures from men that were supposed to do their job but failed to. Men and women. But that's what it is, right? There is very few men and women in elected office that are willing to do the right thing. There's very many that are willing to go along with having government laws not reflect those of what God has. And that's a shame, right? We really need to get that system corrected. And it's going to take time. The pendulum will swing back our way. The pendulum always swings back and forth, right? And right now we're swinging back one way that we have to bring it back to our way. You know, maybe one day we'll finally get, you know, a God-fearing nation and we'll be going the right direction and not have the pendulum swing back. But history does not show that. So I'm not going to say, hey, we can get there. But maybe, right? With God's help, we can. And that's the only way that we have to do it. Based upon history, no. But to keep it on to, you know, where I want to go is positive, is that God has the ability for us to really go through and show us the light and the direction we need to go. And we just need to follow that. And, you know, man can get in the way. Flesh can get in the way. It's never a good result when that happens. But if we can focus on God and get in that direction, focus on that for, you know, the judges and stuff should be focusing on God in the justice system, right? Or do we, the people, need our own justice system that focuses on that? People need to be held accountable for what they've done wrong in a godly way, right? And that, God punished people, right? Throughout the Bible, God punished people, and in different ways, right? Even Jesus punished different people in different ways. It's just the way it's happened throughout history, but it's also a good understanding of kind of where we need to go. And I really just want to put it out there because, you know, as I think about it, maybe I'll have more, and I'll probably have more in the coming weeks and stuff. But as we think about it, right, the justice system is kind of, is very broken, right? The corrupt get away with things, and the innocent seem to be convicted without any thought, which is kind of weird. Or you bring up something and it seems to be convicted or dismissed easily without even looking at evidence that's there staring you in the face. So let's jump into COVID a little bit. This is something that's driving me up the wall, how the government wants to mandate people and how we're pushing vaccines nonstop. The good news is that Croatia decided that they're going to stop jabbing people. They're just done with it. And then you have countries like Australia that the people are uprising, and good job, Australia. I am thoroughly impressed with what you guys have been able to do down there. Keep up the good work on fighting for your freedom down there. The tyrants really want to control you, and it is disgusting from what I've seen out there of how the police are acting towards the citizens. Police are supposed to protect the citizens, right? Especially here, sheriffs are supposed to protect you from the tyrants of government. But it's police, for even here, should protect you from the tyrants, right? Should protect you from the illegal actions to take away your freedom. Because it really actually affects them, right? They're part of your, citizenship. When they're not with you, right, they're going to be against you, and now they're going to be not liked by anybody. Do they not realize this? Like, they're expendable to the elite, the tyrants, to the rulers. They're expendable. Do they not understand this? And it's mind-boggling to me, but I will say, God bless you guys down there in Australia. I pray for you guys that you guys will get through this and you guys will take back your country and correct what harm has been done down there. Also in New Zealand, France, UK, I guess I could go on, United States here too. I mean, it's crazy how we're starting to go. New York had a huge rally and stuff. They're starting. We have been pushed to the brink for a reason, to see if we break and we fold, or do we break and we fight back. And we're fighting back. God bless us, because we're going to need him in every opportunity in this that we possibly can, because they're going to pull out every trick in the book. They don't want us to be independent, freedom-loving people for whatever reason. Whatever you want to do, for the most part, as long as it's not affecting me, God bless you. I really, really don't care. But them wanting to jab you because it's 15 days slow to spread turned into a year of lockdown, turned into, was wearing masks all the time. And to see nothing come of it but to make everyone take shots is mind-boggling. If you take a look a year ago, we are in the exact same spot, if not worse spot, than we were last year, right? At this point, it is baffling how you said all these things would make your freedom come back. Nothing makes your freedom come back besides we the people saying our freedom is back. Wherever you are in the world, your freedom is yours whenever you determine it. You know, the government has no right to control your life. Your life is between you and God, right? I look to God for my freedom, and that's where it lies. He gave me my right to life. That baby has a right to life because of God. That conceived child has a right to life because of God. God saw that and created that. We are all a creation of God. We are not a creation of man. We are not supposed to be servants or slaves to the government. And this COVID shots, and maybe I'll go off on this another day or another time, but listen to the High Wire. Stu Peters has a whole bunch of people on. Stu Peters TV has a whole bunch of people on with vaccine stuff. Michael Yeaton, I've listened to him quite recently. He's, I believe, an ex-Pfizer virologist, I believe. Listen to some of the things he said recently. He said we gotta stop this now. We cannot let this continue. We cannot let the 15 days of slow to spread to change to wearing a mask for a year and 6 feet of social distancing change to you have to get the vaccine. Change to you have to get the vaccine passport to do anything. Changes to you have to make sure you have a booster shot in order to move anywhere. Changes to you need a social credit score determined by however we want to determine it by. And whatever we think you say is right or wrong, determined to you have to do whatever you're told because we told you to do it. Enough is enough. We have to take back our country. And we're doing it. God bless us. Because we all see where this is going. Sometimes you have to be the light for everyone else to see so that they can get in line to follow. There's a lot of people out there that still do not see the light, still do not see where we're going, how we are wanting to restore the country back. Or restore even your own country, wherever you are, back to the people, back to letting freedom reign. And it's important, for me at least, to make sure that we are focusing on it. One reason why I started a podcast, I wanted to hopefully reach more people, give them more ideas, more, you know, positivity, at least about God's ability to follow through on things and to show us the way, and so that we can be able to complete the task of taking back our lives from what government tyranny has done. And I follow a lot of different people, and watch a lot of different things. The High Wire with vaccines and stuff has been doing a great job. Stu Peters with Ask Dr. Jane Ruby, I believe, on there. Another great one. He has on great guests that show all this. The one thing I wish that would happen, though, is President Trump come out and say, I was wrong. I was told one thing about the vaccines. I did not see this happening. And all the injuries from VAERS and all this other stuff. Forgive me. We need to stop this. And we need to get rid of it. We need to move forward. If we're going to do this right, we need to get back. But we cannot do this warp speed with this vaccine. We need to go back through. It needs to get done and properly trialed and run through the proper test. Pfizer has the biggest fine in history for pharmaceutical companies, right, by the U.S. government. Can't remember. I think it was over $1 billion. Might have been $2 billion in total in all their fines. But we need President Trump to kind of go through and say that. Admitting his mistakes, I think, would be a huge boost for everybody. because we don't want to keep fighting this battle of the vaccine. We're not going to know the results of now the vaccine for a while. Give it 5 years in total, give or take, right? And we'll start seeing what the results are. This is why you run trials on it. You know, when you buy something new, when you do stuff, you run tests on things, make sure it operates right before you do the official thing a lot of times, especially in my work. You know, you write software, you're doing a lot of testing. So I run a lot of tests to make sure to see how it's going. But this was just rushed, right? I pray for the people that get the vaccine. Hopefully nothing's adverse about it, but the statistics are showing in VAERS and everything else that it's not a normal vaccine where it's fairly low numbers that are injured. It's not good. And my heart goes out to those people that have been injured. I hope that you can seek and can heal, and hope that God can help you out there and help heal you and get you back to where you should be. But people that have been lost because of it days after the vaccine or however, whatever happened, that they don't just come back. And that's a shame that we didn't go through and actually test this, right? Trump can go through, and I think he can make a big push about this and really kind of show, you know, people that voted for him and people that are concerned about their health and concerned about what the shots do and everything else, and show, hey, you know what? I guess my base does do their research. I am not just, you know, they don't just fly blind. They actually do their research. They actually kind of want to know what's actually going on, right? We all want to know what's going on. We don't take anybody's word for gospel. We do our research, and we seem to want more information all the time, so we want more and more stuff. So if he can go through and say, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't realize that this was going to be this bad, and I thought that this was for the betterment of the country and the betterment of for the people in it, but this release was not what I was anticipating, and those injuries, it's really a shame for what has happened to people. And deaths, we need to stop this now, I think would be a huge benefit to many people out there, especially those that are searching for answers of what's happening, or what happened to them or their family through this. So maybe I'll come out and do that one of these days. You know, there's always a chance, you know, as God guides a man and is in him, and as you look towards God to give you answers and to give you guidance, he gives you different revelations. And maybe this is one that Trump's going to have and in one of his rallies do. And I think it's going to really bring a lot of people some guidance and some saying, okay, President Trump, I voted for you, but thank you for actually admitting that there was something wrong. And I think it also brings him back down to be, you know, relatable in the sense that, hey, we all make mistakes, right? And hopefully, you know, the information I was told was different than what actually comes out there. Now that I've seen the data, we got to stop this. So, yeah, if you have any thing else to go, but this is the podcast for this week. I appreciate you guys taking a listen to it, and drop me a line if you have any comments or questions. My email's listed as well. But I want to say I'm praying for you guys, and I'm praying for everyone out there that we can see and we can get the guidance we need to be really take it back. I really enjoy where this is going, where our country, where the world is waking up and standing up for their freedoms. It's a beautiful sight to me to be able to see. And I pray for all you guys out there. Keep doing the right thing. Ladies, gentlemen, and even kids, there's some kids, keep taking off their masks when they're being put on there. Go and keep doing what you're doing. Keep pressing on, keep learning, and we'll get there yet. So thank you guys for taking a listen today, and God bless.